This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
John chapter 6, one verse 5. The Bible says, and when Jesus had lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company, a multitude come to him. And he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? Lesson number one. One of the ways God expands your financial capacity and begins to bring about financial blessing is this. He inspires project and thought in your heart. You will just be going and see, and when I say inspires, this inspiration is not that my cousin is doing this, my brothers are doing this, my agents are doing this. That's what I'm talking about. This inspiration is strictly divine. Strictly divine. And what is this inspiration? I want to take note of something. This inspiration is strictly divine. The inspiration is simple. You just be going and someone says that, why not start what they call a poultry that can do 100,000 chicks per, you know, power, whatever it is. And the nature of inspiration is this. If you respond and take note of that thought, it begins to grow. But most of us do not take note of that thought. The reason why is this. We keep saying, I do not have the resources available to make that happen. That's what we keep saying. I do not have the resources available to make that happen. So watch this now. Jesus had seen crowd all the time. But at this particular time, he saw the crowd and something said, feed them. Feed them. And he worked on that inspiration. So if you're going to experience expansion, there are going to be ideas, there are going to be inspiration that is going to be way beyond your league. Way beyond your league. And the thing you have to do is to learn how to begin to respond to them. The Bible says this, let's keep going. The Bible says in verse 5, and he said unto Philip, so he asked Philip a question, when shall we buy bread that they may eat? Let me ask a question also here. If I ask you, where can I buy bread? Is it a location question or a financial question? No, talk to me, please. It's a location question. So if I say, if I talk to you, where are you on the phone? And you say that, I have 29. Are you answering the right question? No. So if I say, where are you right now? You say, I'm in church. It's a location question. So when Jesus asks Philip and says, when shall we buy bread? What should the answer be? If it's today, what should your answer be? Where? Go to Bonjour Bakery. Go to ShopRite. Go where? Bede Agege. You know, different kind of places to go to. Is that not true? But what did Andrew say? Next verse. The Bible says, and he said this to prove him. What? See, he wanted to show Andrew how he was thinking. He wanted to show Andrew that, Andrew, there's a problem in the way you think. Listen to me. The difference between the wealthy and the poor is how they think. He said, and he said to him, for he himself knew what he would do. The next verse, please. What did Andrew say? And Andrew said, 200 penny worth of what? Of bread is not sufficient. Question, who said penny or not penny? Why did Andrew answer from a penny perspective? You know why? Because once you have poverty mentality, if a thought that is surplus or abundance comes into your mind, your mind will act like a transformer, step-down transformer. It will step down the thought to what you can accept. Philip could not imagine that you can feed as many people as that. He could not even think about it. He could not even put it at the image. So, because he couldn't imagine it, his mind stepped down the question he had. He had something else. It's like when you bring an electrical gadget from America. America operates at a different voltage than Nigeria. What do you buy? You buy what? A step down transformer. Why? Because it's not compatible. You need a system that can step it down. Once you walk from a scarcity and poverty mentality, when the thought of abundance are coming, your mindset, so that you don't run mad, will step it down for you. Glory to God. That's why you see poor people doing things that will make them poor. When things they need to do, poor people don't buy treasury bills. They will put their money in lotto. Oh yeah. I'm telling you the truth. See, someone says, what do you think about gambling? I will tell you what I think about gambling. Forget, people say, Bible says, Bible doesn't say, let me just tell you something. Just be a smart person. How many people can you count in the world that have become rich through gambling? Simple. It's a matter of pattern and mathematics. How many people can you count in the world that have become rich through gambling? I'm not saying some people have not made money from gambling, but how many people can you count in the world that has become rich through gambling? If you want to go into a business, you look like success rate. Is that not true? So what's the success rate of gambling? When there's no tangible success rate and you begin to invest your own money there, you will join other people. The only person that becomes rich through gambling is the one that owns the gambling station. Praise the Lord. Some guys have just been heartbroken. Glory to God. So the Bible says, and one of the disciples answered and said, Andrew's brother said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what is this among so many? That's another point there, but let's keep going. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto them, gather up the fragments, and nothing be wasted. Verse 13 says, and they gathered them together, 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 belly loaves, which remained over and above unto them that eaten. Why am I showing you here? See, Jesus is the express image of God. That's who he is. So when you see Jesus do something, it reveals the character of God. Watch this. If Jesus was interested in feeding people and did not just pray over them, then God is interested in your prosperity. God is interested in making sure that your needs are met. God is interested in making sure that you live a blessed life. God is interested that your company thrives. God is interested that your job goes well. God is interested that you live a good life. God is actually interested in that. You know why I'm saying this? Until you know with a deep sense of conviction that God is interested in this thing, you will not be able to fight for it. Let me give an example. Bring that plate of sweets. And Sam, come. Sam, bring it. Give it to Sam. Let Sam bring it. Until you personally know that this will not go for you. Watch this now. Here. Sam, have one. What will he say? Thank you. But if as you were going, I said, Sam, it's actually your mom that said she give it to you, what will you do? Won't you come and collect everything? Huh? Once you don't know it's yours, you can't fight for it. In fact, if you get a portion, you say thank you. Because you don't know it's yours. Once you don't know that financial increase is yours in Christ, you can't fight for it. Once you don't know that financial prosperity is yours in Christ, you can't fight for it. As a matter of fact, if you just say, oh yeah, just take a small job. You say, ah, thank you. Just take a small house. Hey, thank you. That's why, but watch this now. The moment he knows, he goes like, why are you giving my stuff? Please give me everything. Why can he say give me everything? Because now he knows that everything belongs to him. Watch this now. Why do Christians, when they are sick, can rise against sickness and rebuke sickness and command sickness to go? But when they have lack and need, do not resist lack and need. Because in their mind, healing is a settled deal. But when it comes to money and finances, you know, I'm not sure if God wants me poor or broke. So I can tolerate it. So today, let's delve into the word of God and let's find out if this is the will of God for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I said glory to God. I said glory to God. So the first thing we see is that God, Jesus Christ himself, was providing for people. So if you need a job, God can bless you the job. If you need a house, he can bless you the house. Jesus is doing the business of helping people. But is it God's will for you to do well? Is it God's will for your company to move from 20,000 naira to 2 million naira per annum? From 20 million to 200 million? The kind of testimony you heard. Is it the will of God for this to happen in your life? What does the Bible say? So it says, why? So that when you know, my God, when you know what the Bible says, you will not settle for crumbs again. He will not settle for what Satan said. Take this one. He said, I don't want that. I want the whole thing because it's mine. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. Let's look at that quickly. Oh, are you here? Oh, that's weak. Are you here? Hey, my God. Look at the scripture. Oh, my Father. Thank you. See what the Bible says. He says, and God is able to make all grace. He didn't say some grace. He said God. He says this is what God can do. He says God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is going, is able to look at you and channel all grace towards you. For what purpose? He says that you, that you what? He says that you always, not sometimes, not off and on, that you always have in what? In what? He says that you always have in sufficiency in all things. That means that if you want a job, you are sufficient. If you want a house, you are sufficient. If you want an expansion, you are sufficient. Oh, glory to God. He says God is able to make grace abound towards you in such a manner at all times. I want to build a house, I'm sufficient. I want to get a job, I'm sufficient. I want to do something, I'm sufficient. This is powerful. I said this is powerful. I said, this is powerful. He says, oh my God. Oh, he says that you always have in, not some sufficiency. All means all. All means all. Someone say all. Someone say all. All sufficiency in what? That means if it's time to buy a house, I can buy it. If it's time to get a promotion, I can get a promotion. If it's time to help the poor, I can help the poor. If it's time to build something, I can build something. See, God is saying, this is what I can do for you. Most of us have never approached it this way. Most of us think we're the one convincing God to bless us. God says, that's not how it works. He says, I'm able to make all grace. I'm able to look at you and channel all grace towards you. Listen to me. It is God's will that your business thrives. It is God's will that you do not beg. It's God's will that you go from glory to glory. It's God's will that you do well. It's God's will that things are well with you. That's what the Bible says. You are the head and not the tail. Head means you are in the position of leadership. You are the one that sets the pace. You are not the neat. You are the one that sets the pace financially. That's the will of God for you. You have settled for less for a long time. It's time to stand up and say, Lord, this is your will for me. I believe it and I receive it. Someone says, Pastor, that's the thing. You said that God wants sufficiency for me. But I'm broke. Things are not well. I've told you that there's fact and there's truth. There's fact and there's truth. What is fact? Fact is what you see. What is truth? What Jesus Christ says. Fact will always change. Truth remains the same. The fact is that your account is empty, but the truth is this. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, in all things, have sufficiency. Praise God. The moment I begin to believe like that, I'm not a hustler. I'm a blessed person. Say, I'm a blessed person. Most of you, when you want to do something, say, there's no capital. The reason why you talk that way is that you don't have the mentality, I have all sufficiency. You want to do a business, I have all sufficiency. You want to get a job in Shell, I have all sufficiency. You want to get a contract in Mobile, I have all sufficiency. You want to get a government contract, I have all sufficiency. You want to start a company in New York, I have all sufficiency. So then, how can you say that? Because God cannot lie. If you know this, it will affect your prayer. I have all, say, I have all sufficiency. I have all sufficiency. Oh, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 22. Can we prove, can we look at the Bible and see if it's the will of God for me to do well? Proverbs number 22. Let's read one to go. Yeah? My God. Is that your Bible? I thought you said you were blessed. If you are blessed, that means you have the ability that can produce wealth. If you are blessed, that means you have the ability that can produce wealth. So why do you say all the things you say? He said, the blessing of the Lord make it rich and had no sorrow to it. The fact that, see, my background should not make my bank stick to the ground. Because I have a natural background, but I have a spiritual background. Naturally, I came from a poor family where we say, face me, I face you. In fact, when we go to toilet, we do short puts. But that's my natural background. But I have a spiritual background. What's my spiritual background? The God of Abraham, hallelujah. The God of Isaac, hallelujah. The God of Jacob, hallelujah. These were not nobodies that God raised up to be somebody. If God can raise up Abraham, if God can raise up Isaac, if God can raise up Jacob, if God can prosper Joseph in a foreign land, my goodness, bold to declare that God can prosper me. He said the blessing of the Lord, hallelujah. I don't know what you're thinking about, but the blessing, hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord make it rich. If I'm blessed, I have that thing that can make me prosper. Listen to me, as a child of God, I'm prone to success, not failure. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians don't act because they think they are prone to failure, not success. Someone has a job that has a high target. You say, I can't accept it. When I now will fail. Why do you think that way? If you accept it, you will fail because you already think that way. Because you already think that way. Why? See, you don't understand. I don't fail. I don't. I'm a child of God. What seems like failure is a stepping stone for me. Will you receive this? Psalm 1 verse 3. All of that not writing, I feel very bad for you. Because what are you going to go home and meditate upon? Psalm 1 verse 3. See what the Bible says. It says, he shall be like what? A tree planted. Say, I'm like a tree. Planted by the rivers of water. Oh, you know what that means? See, God is describing you. He says, whatever you need is available. That is what it means when it says you are like a tree planted. I'm not sourcing. Listen, if you need capital, the capital is available. If you need network, the network is available. Why? I'm like a tree. He tells you the kind of tree you are. There are some trees, they have to go and water them. Some tree needs watering. This kind of tree that I am, I'm like a tree planted. Hallelujah. I am planted. Glory to God. Where you are planted. I'm planted by what? By the rivers of water. What's the effect of that? That bears, that brings forth its fruit in season. Is that not wonderful? That it says powerful things. And its leaves don't wither. Meaning things don't die in our hands. We don't start businesses that collapse. We don't lose money. I think those are listening on this side. I said we don't lose money. But again, I can just talk to you. And I said, we don't lose money. Businesses don't die in our hands. Someone says, why? Because our leaves do not wither. Our leaves do not wither. We don't build a house and get stuck. Hallelujah. We start and complete a project. Praise God. I said, we start and complete a project. Praise God. We start and complete a project. Praise God. We don't get stuck. It's forward only. It's forward only. It's upward only. It's forward only. If you believe, stand on your feet and say, amen. Glory to God. See what it says. You can have your seat. He says, his leaves also shall not wither. Hey, he now says a big one. And whatsoever, if I sell pure water, I do well. If I sell sand, I do well. If I sell cement, I do well. If I go in consulting, I do well. Why? Whatsoever I do, it prospers. Whatsoever I do, it prospers. Listen. It has not prospered because I was not involved. Now that I'm involved, it will start prospering. When you join a company that has a downward trend, tell them, say, you've had a downward trend because I was not involved. Now that I'm involved, it's profit time. It's driving profitability. If you believe, say amen. Listen, the more you begin to see yourself like this, things will change for you. The problem is this. Once you have failure, poverty, struggling mentality on the inside, it comes out. See, someone says, how does it come out? It shows in everything you do. When they say, let's do this, you're so afraid. When you save out of fear. Let's invest. I don't want to lose everything. I don't want to lose my money. You are so afraid. Why are you not tithing? The same thing. If I give now, what will I keep for myself? The same thing. There's that fear. There's that fear. I love what Richard Branson said when he was broke. He went to the bank and said, hey, bankers, I hope that you realize that by now, the money I owe you, which was a lot of money, I'm not able to pay. He said, I can't because I don't have any money. He said, but guess what? If you loan me more money, I will make your money back and come and give to you. Because he knew he did not fail, the business failed. And because it was a success, he can try again. See, the reason why you fail and you refuse to try again is because there is an inherent belief system that you are a failure. And that failure that happened was not personal, was not an event, it was you that failed. If you believe you're a success, you will tell yourself, that business failed, that investment failed, but I am not a failure, I am a success. And because I'm a success, I'm going to what? Try again. Someone say hallelujah. You know the thing? Many of you have businesses that can transform your life here. You know why you can't do it? Because in your heart, you are just afraid of failure. Why are you afraid of failure? You think more you're prone to fail than to succeed. Somebody say hallelujah. I said somebody say hallelujah. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. Someone says, okay. God can do it. God can. See, this scripture is very powerful. I want to line it, read it, circle it in your Bible. See what the Bible says. The Bible says, and God, in case you're thinking, someone says, how will I get the capital? I need to know someone in that government board. I need this. I need that. You're thinking everything you need. The Bible says, and God is able. Oh, hallelujah. God. Someone says, I want to start a company in New York. Oh my God, who do I know there? How do I get a visa? How do I get a permit? How do I get a business visa? How do I connect with this person? The Bible says all those things, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that always you would always have all sufficiency in all things. Always have all sufficiency. And look at the next slide, because this is the difference between the real prosperity and what people teach outside, which is like greed. People say, just get money. No. Why does God want to prosper? See the next thing. That you always have sufficiency in all things, and may what? Abound unto what? Listen, every prosperity and financial increase teaching, let me say it again. Every prosperity and financial preaching that puts you at the center is erroneous and not balanced. Every time God wants you blessed, it's because He wants you to become what? A blessing to other people. Let me give it this way. How can you earn $150,000 in the month, and every Sunday you come to church and give God $1,000? In a month you give God $4,000, and what you earn is $150,000. You look at, is it proportional? How can you see? You don't understand something. The average Nigerian lives on about $25 in a month. All of you that earn over 50,000 naira here, you are among the richest 20% Nigerians. How can you be in that category and not be able to live some small to take care of the poor or help family members? The reason why is that the reason why God blesses us is not for ourselves. See, you have to make a decision. Am I going to be a container or a pipe? A container can only contain how much it can contain. A pipe is endless. Keeps flowing. You know why you're afraid, you don't tithe? It's fear. That if I give it will not be enough, because you are working from the bias of not being blessed. When you are blessed, you know that, hey, I'm a pipe. It's always flowing through me. I will never be empty. I will never lack. I will never be broke. See what Psalm 23 says. He says, He makes me lie down in what? You know what green pastures is? A good place. Good place. Where there's good vegetation. Where there's ready markets. Hallelujah. Where I'm in a prosperous. See, he makes me lie down. Say with me, say, I lie down in green pastures. What's green pastures? Where everything's ready for you. Everything's just okay. Everything is nice. That's green pastures. That's what you should believe for yourself. This year, you're walking in green pastures. I said this year, you're walking in green pastures. Listen to me. Some of you, you will start a business in 5 years. You will have 1,000 employers. I mean, you're going to have 500 employers. Some of you, the kind of checks you are writing, the zeros will be so many. You write 0, 0, 0. But I said, Pastor, I'm writing a check for 1 billion. You know, wow. Even your friends will look at them like, your level has changed. And when they say so, you say, it's not my fault. The blessing of the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to because some people are too quiet for me. I said, the blessing of the Lord. Someone say, what do you do exactly? You say, that's the point. It's not what I do. It's whatsoever I do prospers. It's not about what I do. It's who I work with. Hallelujah. It's not what I do. It's the blessing that I carry. It's the blessing I carry. Some of you are going to start entering into your own houses. Into your personal houses. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. If you have struggled under the yoke of not enough, the yoke of poverty, that yoke is broken this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will be so blessed. You will be so helpful. Your family members will say, you are a blessing to our family. You are a blessing to our generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even in your church, you will be so blessed. Your pastor will be like, if I can just have 10 of you, I'll be okay. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.